Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Carlos from Appear Research. How are you doing today?
All right.
Yes, today we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. You mind helping me out today?
What's this now?
A statewide public opinion poll. I assure you that we're not trying to sell you anything. I'm just trying to do
opinion poll.
Yeah, opinion poll. You mind helping me out today? You want to help me out today?
Okay.
All right, so are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Okay.
And what is your current official party voter registration on file with your county elections office? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican, Dependent, or other?
Independent.
Okay.
And House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night in more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you oppose or support this bill? Hello?
To be honest, this is the first I'm hearing of it, but I would oppose it.
Okay. It no matter. So it's just general questions, sir, and also your time is really appreciated also, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So the Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Will you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? So would you support or oppose that?
Conceal their names in what way?
Crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Will you support or oppose that?
I'd probably support that.
So somewhat or strongly?
I'd say somewhat.
All right. So some police officers previously claimed that they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. So will you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names, but does not allow officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names? So will you support or oppose that?
Okay, so cops that use deadly force to conceal their names.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd support that.
All right, so somewhat or strongly?
I'd say strongly.
All right.
So do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
Taxes in Florida?
Yeah, your tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
I really haven't assessed my taxes all that much, but it's probably a bit high.
All right, so will you say much too high or a little high?
I'd say a little high.
All right. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a relatively wasteful manner or spend tax revenue in a relatively efficient manner?
I can't answer that.
It's just general questions, sir.
Right, but I really don't know. I really don't know how the taxes are being spent.
It's okay, sir. You can just go in between right now, okay?
Yeah, just put me in between.
Okay. So a shortage of veterinarians has made it harder to pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. So will you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? So will you support or oppose?
I'd support that.
Support that?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And the cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Will you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Will you support or oppose that?
I think I'd support that.
Okay.
Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support OPOS expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Support or oppose?
I'd support that.
All right. So veterinary PAs are like these physician assistants trained to support veterinarians. Will you support or oppose a state law establishing a veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Do you support or oppose that?
I think I'd support that.
All right. All right, so do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed online newspaper on a regular basis? Should or should not?
Public notices?
Yes, on newspapers, online newspapers on a regular basis.
Like what? Can you give me an example?
All right, I'm going to read the question again, okay, sir?
Uh-huh.
All right, so do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
I think they should print public notices on at least a semi-regular basis.
So should?
Yeah.
All right. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed online newspaper? So will you say very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
I guess somewhat likely.
Okay. So, a recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. So, how important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Oh, I think Florida's pretty much like a tourist state, so I'd say that's pretty important.
So you would say very important or somewhat?
Yeah, very important.
Okay, so do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? Should or should not?
I don't understand how that would work, but I guess if they want to rent out their homes, they should be allowed to.
So will you say should or should not?
I guess it should.
Okay.
They should be at least allowed to.
Okay. So do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Sure, I don't see why not.
All right. So do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state? Should or should not?
I don't think it should be too heavily regulated, but the regulations should be, what's the word that you just said?
Consistent?
Consistent, yes.
So you think it should not or should?
Regulations should be consistent across the board.
Okay, throughout the state?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yeah, I think it should be learned as a basic life skill.
Okay. So generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or you think they're on the wrong track?
Florida public schools?
Yes. They're on the right track or the wrong track? Just generally speaking.
Yeah, from what, back from my days in school, I'd say that we're on the right track. But considering what I've been seeing in the news and other media lately, I'd say schools are on the wrong track. They need to get back to, teaching the basics of math, history, reading, and writing, and stay away from identity politics.
Okay. Thank you for your answer, sir.
So I just want to mention that we're almost there. We are 85%. I just want to mention also that your time is really appreciated and your opinion does matter, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. So please tell me if you agreed or disagree with the following statement. So teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. So do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree.
All right, so next I will read two statements about Florida school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. And the second one is public schools should just strict to traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. So you go, see, that's what you were talking about earlier, right?
Yeah, stay with the traditional stuff, the new ideology crap. That's just a bunch of useless knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So will you say it for the first statement?
Say again?
So will you go with the first statement?
Repeat the first statement again?
The first statement was public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning.
No, go to the second one. Definitely the second one.
Public schools should stick to traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math.
Exactly.
All right. That's what you were talking about earlier, right?
Yes.
So in your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you? Yes or no?
Yeah.
All right. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida? Yes or no?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? So do you believe they are or no, they are not?
I believe they are definitely having difficulty finding workers, but I don't think it's attributed to the housing.
Okay. And do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not?
Workforce housing. That's the first I've heard of that. I guess if that's a thing, then we should probably have more workforce housing.
Okay. So do you believe Florida's local government should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? Should or should not? If you're in between on that one, just you are...
Yeah, I'm in between on that one.
All right. So if an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? Would you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
It might affect my voting decision to vote for them, yeah.
So what you said would have no effect on your voting decision at all? Are you less likely to vote for them or more likely to vote for them?
Well, I'm not exactly a single issue person, so they would have to contribute more than just this one issue.
Let me put me down as not
having an effect.
Okay, so finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medical Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose income are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, and benefits for these new individuals compared to other medical beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Healthcare Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. So if you were voting today, would you vote yes to approve this amendment or no to reject the amendment?
I'd probably vote to approve that amendment.
Okay.
Because I've had medical issues myself, and it was a nightmare getting insurance.
Oh, okay, okay. So now,
yeah, I spent the better part of the year trying to find insurance that it would allow me to find a doctor to get the medication that I needed, and I've gone through like three insurance policies that, you know, I couldn't find a single doctor in the area that would take the policy. So, you know, I kept switching policies, and I still have yet to find a doctor.
Yes, sir. So that's why your opinion and your answers are really important, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what is your age? I'm just going to name a group. So you're 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or over?
49.
All right.
Yeah, you said it was like 35 to 49,
yes.
Something like that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
All right. So do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
All right. Do you currently have a child enrolled in the Florida public school?
No.
Okay. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
All right. So this concludes our survey. Thank you much for your time and cooperation, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
You have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye.
Got that complete.